بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنهما قال: كان رجل يقرأ سورة الكهف وعنده فرس مربوط بشتنين، فتغشته سحابة فجعلت تدنو وجعل فرسه ينفر منها، فلما أصبح أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر ذلك له، فقال: تلك السكينة تنزلت للقرآن. متفق عليه. This hadith on the virtue of the recitation of Quran, particularly at the time of Tahajjud. We've already for two majlises discussed this hadith, just to complete one or two aspects that remain in the discussion, in which the Sahabi describes what we call a karamat or a miracle which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhibited for him on his recitation of Quran at the time of Tahajjud. As we mentioned, the greatest etiquette of this work of Dawat and Tabligh, what is most stressed, is to give some section of the night to Allah, to develop this special connection. One of the, amongst the many, many virtues of Tahajjud, we find one virtue found in this hadith. Quran has a magnetic effect. Even the hearts of kufr, the hearts of zulmat, hearts of darkness, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were literally shaken by the Quran. This was something they could not fathom. Kuffar of Makkah used to gather to secretly listen to the tilawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly at the time of Tahajjud. It's one famous incident about Abu Jahl, Akhnas bin Shuraiq, Utbah. They used to secretly gather to listen to the Quran of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of Tahajjud. So one night they got into a discussion that in the day, na'uzu billah, we are calling him sahir, kadhib, majnoon. We are insulting him and belittling him before the people. What face are we going to have if the people find out what we are doing? So each one takes a qasam and oath that we are going to stop this practice. Tomorrow night we are not coming. The next night, each one thinks to himself that the other took a qasam and oath, so he won't come. If I come, they won't find out. And all three of them come back together again to listen to the Quran of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of Tahajjud. Now, if the hearts of kufr could be affected like this, what this hadith teaches us, the effect of the recitation of Quran on the malaika of Allah. Coming back to the narration, Bara bin Azib radiyallahu anhu says that kana rajulun yaqra'u surat al-kahf. There was someone, as we mentioned previously, this someone probably refers to himself, who was reciting Surah Kahf at the time of Tahajjud. In the other riwayat of Muslim Sharif is Surah Baqarah. His horse was tied with two ropes nearby. An apparition, a cloud descended, covered him up. His horse became agitated as a result of that. He ceased the recitation of Quran for fear that the animal may inadvertently crush his child Yahya, who was nearby. When he got up in the morning, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he mentioned this entire incident to him. Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tilka sakina." That was sakina. We discussed yesterday what is sakina. Just to briefly recap, some ulama say special mercy of Allah, a type of dignity which descends from Allah, an effect on the heart that increases one's iman, angel of Allah Ta'ala. Some ulama say even a gold utensil of Jannah is referred to as sakina, which cleanses the heart of a believer. Any case, in this instance, it would refer to the malaika of Allah. Tanazzalat lil Quran. They had, now this description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is almost gives an impression as if they couldn't help themselves. Tanazzalat, one after the other, they were drawn like a magnet, they were drawn to the recitation of Quran. It's mentioned in the riwayat, Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Ibn Hudayr mentioned this to him, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Iqra ibn Hudayr, Iqra ibn Hudayr, Iqra ibn Hudayr, read." In other words, if only you had carried on reading, if only you had not stopped, your recitation of Quran at the time of Tahajjud. Why? Tilka al-Malaika. That was the angels of Allah. That was the Malaika. Kanat tastami'u lak. They were listening. Tastami'u, not isma. Tastami'u. Pin drop listening. In other words, completely attached to your recitation of the Quran. Walau qara'ta. If you had only carried on reading, if you had not stopped, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, if you had carried on reading, if you had not stopped, la asbahat yaraha an-nas kulluhum ma tastatiru minhum, the whole of Medina would have seen the Malaika of Allah. The entire Medina would have seen the Malaika of Allah had you carried on reading the Quran, because more and more and more of them would have come. And ma tastatiru minhum, they would not have been able to conceal themselves from the people. Such is the power of the Quran, particularly at the time of Tahajjud. This entire incident, this miracle, is sabak for you and I. Take out time. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, another hadith, he says, and from this we learn, like I said, the power and the magnetic pull of the Quran. The love that you and I are supposed to have, the attachment for the Quran, recitation of the Quran, the shauq and inclination of the Quran. إِذَا قُمْتَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَلْيَسْتَتِكَ. It's mentioned in the hadith, Rasulullah doesn't say, when you wake up for tahajjud salah at night, ajeeb thing. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? فَلْيَسْتَتِكَ. Make miswak properly. Now what has, obviously miswak is a great sunnah. You're supposed to make it at the time of making wudu. Ulama have mentioned, I mentioned this many times before. Some ulama mentioned that the salah that is performed after wudu in which you made miswak is enhanced spiritually 490 times. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is that beautiful sunnah that he said that if I did not fear, lola an khashitu ala ummatik, لَفْتَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ. He said that if I did not fear, it would become too difficult for my ummah, I would have made this farz upon them to make miswak. Yet, here not for farz namaz. He said, إِذَا قُمْتَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. You got up at night for tahajjud salah. You got up at night, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. You got up at night for tahajjud salah, and here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specially emphasized, he says, فَلْيَسْتَتِكْ, make miswak properly. Why? فَإِنَّ الْمَلَكَ يَضَعُ فَاهُ عَلَىٰ فِيكْ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْ فِيكْ إِلَّا يَدْخُلُ فِي الْمَلَكْ. What a beautiful tarheeb, and what a beautiful fadilat and virtue of tahajjud salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you wake up for tahajjud salah at night, make special care that you clean your mouth, make miswak properly, because the malaika of Allah cannot help themselves. They love the Quran of tahajjud, so they place their lips on your lips. The malaika of Allah place their lips on the lips of the person who is reading Quran at the time of tahajjud. And Rasulullah says, whatever Quran is coming out from you, whatever Quran you are reading at the time of tahajjud, enters into that angel of Allah. From your mouth, it goes into the mouth of the angel of Allah. This is a park and a pure creation of Allah. They are, and their sohbat, their ma'iyat, their being close to you is a sign of Allah's rahmat and mercy. It's a sign of protection. It's a sign of the nur of iman. And the magnetic pull to draw the malaika of Allah. And when the malaika comes, shaitan runs away. So the more malaika of Allah with you, the more distant shaitan is from you. Means of it is the recitation of Quran at the time of tahajjud. And this is why, to complete that riwayat, تِلْكَ الْمَلَائِكَ كَانَتْ تَسْتَمِعُ لَكْ وَلَوْ قَرَأْتَ لَأَصْبَحْتَ يَرَاءَ النَّاسِ كُلُّهُمْ مَا تَسْتَتِرُ مِنْهُمْ. If only you had carried on reading the Quran at the time of tahajjud, Allah's malaika, that white cloud that you saw coming down, would have covered you completely, so that the whole of Medina would have seen the throng of malaika that had come down for the recitation of Quran. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله حسنة والحسنة بعشر أمثالها لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. This is a very very famous and very often quoted hadith, also another beautiful hadith, wherein the great virtue of the recitation of Quran is mentioned. And interestingly, ulama ikram have gleaned one point from this hadith. Whilst it is without a doubt more virtuous to read the Quran with understanding, comprehension, with tadabbur, pondering over the words of the Quran, this is maqsood, this is what is the goal. However, this does not preclude or negate the virtue of reading the Quran without comprehension. So even if you don't understand, you find that if you look in Arabic terminology, as I alluded to yesterday, the first incident, the incident of the first revelation which came down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iqra. Jibreel commanded the Habib of Allah, read, recite. Ma ana biqari. He said, I can't read. Literally, he was unlettered. This was the miracle of the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not read and write. But the question that arises, iqra means repeat what I am reading. Jibreel didn't come down with a page to say, read now. And he said, I can't read. So what was it? What was this ma ana biqari? I can't read. I'm not able to read. Yes. Normally we take it to mean Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was ummi. He was unlettered. That was part of the miracle of the Quran. But Jibreel didn't come with a page and say read. He said read. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said ma ana biqari. Then Jibreel caught hold of the chest, grabbed the chest of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, embraced him. Hatta balagha minni al-jahd. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I felt also almost as if my ribs were cracking. And again he said, Iqra ma ana biqari. Iqra ma ana biqari. Then Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. So Iqra, Iqra, Iqra 3 times from Jibreel. And Iqra, Iqra 2 times in the first 5 verses. 5 times this order is given. Read, read, read. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam begins reading. One point Mufassirin raised, that we find in the Arabic language, to read or to recite, the word is also utlu. Like we see the 21st juz of the Quran, utlu ma uhiya ilayya min al-kitabi wa aqimi s-salah, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar wa la dhikrullahi akbar. Now there it's utlu, read. Here it was iqra, read. What's the difference between utlu and iqra? One point Mufassirin raised, they say, utlu means tilawat, whether you understand or you don't understand. Iqra has an underlying meaning, not just read, it means read with comprehension, read with understanding. This is why Rasulullah said, ma ana biqari, ma ana biqari. In other words, not just read the Quran, read with comprehension and understanding. And this is what is matloob. And unfortunately, many of us, we don't understand the Quran. That is in its place. But the shock and inclination to learn what is in the Quran, that is also not there. And that is the tragedy. All these ahadith wherein we are given the virtue of reading Quran, understand, without a doubt, even if you don't understand, the virtue applies. As we'll explain this hadith, but we run out of time. But it does not preclude the fact that it is far, far more virtuous to read the Quran with comprehension and with understanding. So we should take the trouble to try to learn. Like the Tawfiq Subhanallah.